Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Two Harvard-affiliated researchers are calling for faster, more targeted action against the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. They've sent a memorandum to CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. Walensky previously worked at Harvard and Mass General Hospital. They're asking her to give states and municipalities guidance on how to implement what they're calling circuit breakers. These would be short-term restrictions on high-risk activities. They're meant to interrupt and slow down the transmission of the virus, and that in turn will allow hospitals to take care of COVID patients and people with acute conditions. Dr. Jeremy Faust co-wrote the memo to the CDC. He's an emergency physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and an instructor in health policy at Harvard Medical School. Faust says the idea is for mayors and governors to act when it looks as if hospitalizations are going to be so high that systems will be overwhelmed.
The urgency is that there are some places that need this information right now because they might be on the brink. And we cannot afford to not give them that information so they can act in time. Not every place needs to do this. And so I don't want people to think that we are advising or advocating a circuit breaker system-wide in every place. We can actually tell a jurisdiction, look, you are now a few days away from a big problem. You should consider this circuit breaker.
And the circuit breaker means what? It means what will happen?
The basic idea is short-term changes in our activities, things like indoor dining capacity, eliminating indoor dining in some places or concerts or performances for a few days. We're doing work from home when that's possible. Non-essential work from home is always best in these situations. We can't stop the spread of this virus. This policy doesn't try to do that. But what we do try to do is say, what are some things we can all take collectively for just even a few days or a week that will change the tide so that downstream the hospitals aren't falling apart from the insides?
And when you're talking about stop the virus, you're talking about the Omicron variant in particular.
Yeah, this variant is so extravagantly contagious that we can't wait around. We have to anticipate what's coming. So we have, on one hand, an advantage. We have an immune population. We have a population that's vaccinated and boosted in some places. And we know that that means that the numbers of cases today doesn't mean the same thing that it did a year ago. But unfortunately, Omicron is so contagious that it will find the people who are not protected. And so we can project the kinds of hospitalizations that we'll see in a week. And the idea is that if we take collective action, you can change the trend.
Could that kind of action by people staying home, staying out of establishments where you can dine indoors, could that really, for a couple of days only, stop the fast spread of Omicron in a community?
Yes, I think it could for a few days. It has to be several days at least, but it doesn't have to be so much longer, actually, if you think about it. This virus is highly contagious in very short windows. Probably 10 days is the contagious window for this virus, but it's really the most contagious early. If we can actually stop that from occurring for just a few days, the impact is actually quite amazing. It's not necessarily linear. It can be sort of exponential. So a small change in activity can eliminate a huge amount of spread.
So give us an example of how this might play out in a particular area.
So we can imagine a city that has 100 available hospital beds. If we find out that there are 1,000 new COVID cases today, and maybe 2% of those are going to need to be hospitalized, that means that 20 people are going to need a hospital bed in a few days from now. So if you do that for 5, 6, 7 days or 5 days, that's 100 beds that you've filled up. So that would be sort of the threshold being approached.
So if there were a starting point in Massachusetts, where would you say it should start and when?
Basically, if you look at it, in Massachusetts, we have about 12% of our beds are available right now. And depending, based on past numbers, we would have to have more than 10,000 new coronavirus cases per day for 5-10 days to get to a place where I would start to worry about the hospital capacity being an issue. We're not there right now. We're at about 5,000 on average per day, but we could easily get to 10,000. And if we got well above that for 5-10 days, given our current hospital capacity, we would start to then see the kind of overflow that we're trying to prevent.
Given the fact that so many people are so tired of the pandemic, not that anybody has full control over what happens, but how much do you think people will cooperate with this call for temporarily buckling down?
I don't know, and I'm sure it will depend on regions, and we'll see. But one thing that I think people are tired of is losing. No one gets tired of winning. So I think that if we do something that has an achievable goal and we achieve that, then that actually puts fuel in the tank as opposed to expending it. In the initial shutdown period, we did that for a long time, and I'm not sure that anyone really knows or appreciates what that accomplished. So my hope is that by providing something that is actually achievable in a short period of time, that we're actually giving people something to do that they can feel good about rather than this big sense of why am I doing this again and how long will it last?
Dr. Jeremy Faust is emergency physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital and instructor at Harvard Medical School. Thank you very much, Dr. Faust.
Thank you.